everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show, as we say, on the other side of the glass here at KVOI. It's not that we don't like Ray and keep him in an isolated room. It's just, that's just the way radio stations are set up. So Ray is on the other side of the glass. Together we welcome you, though, to the Buckmaster Show on this, the 24th of January, Tuesday afternoon, 2017, a rather chilly day indeed. 790-2040 is our live line number. We're going to get things rolling on a show that is, as usual, full of content. Our first segment today will meet one of the, right now there are three Democrats and one Libertarian who are vying to fill the Ward 3 seat that Councilwoman Karen Ulick will be leaving open when she retires later this year. She joined the council in 2004. She's finishing her third term. Felicia Chu is with us. Felicia is a teacher at Mansfield Middle School. She was the first to enter the race. Morgan Abraham has dropped out of the race. He was in it for a while, but decided against it. Attorney Paul Durham, a former treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party, is one of the other three Democrats, along with Tom Tronstall, the owner of Canyon Fence Company. But right now, let's welcome Felicia Chu. Felicia, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Doing very well. Why did you decide you wanted to run for city council?
Well, one of the reasons I decided to run for city council, and the main one, is mostly for my son and all of the kids here in Tucson. I want to make it a place that is safe for all of our kids. There are a lot of different issues like mental health, sustainability, and safety, and those are all different issues that we need to have in place for our kids, for their future.
Now, this is your first run for office. However, that does not mean you have not been active in city affairs. You served on the police commission?
That's right. I served for 4 years on the Citizen Police Advisory Review Board. Mm-hmm. I started off as a non-voting advisory member, and then I was actually appointed as the mayor's appointment. Eventually, I was also elected to be the vice chair and ended up chairing. I ended up terming out, so I had to leave that position. But I learned so much about the police here in Tucson. I was able to ask for certain issues that dealt with safety in our community. And I feel like it was a really good experience getting to know TPD and how it works in our community.
So I assume you're a big supporter of police. And of course, one of the items that voters will be asked in the special election, Felicia, in May, will be to approve a small sales tax increase to help get the infrastructure for our police and fire.
Right.
Would you be on board with that?
So I've been doing some investigating on my own, kind of about where that money is going. So that half-cent sales tax, to my understanding, would go to police and to fire and also to roads. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I noticed when I was doing my ride-alongs, one of the requirements we had was to do ride-alongs, and some of the police vehicles were kind of, you know, really in need of repair. And I brought that up a lot with the police when we would have our meetings. Mm-hmm. And they said that they needed to be replaced. I brought up other alternative solutions besides replacement. Further investigation recently, I found out that, you know, definitely there are some vehicles that need to be replaced in the fleet and some not so much. Maybe with the downsizing of our number of officers on the beat, with the increase of like the Segways, the motorcycles and things like that, I'm hoping that some of that money has been reallocated. I know Chief Magnus has been doing a great job in working with the budget, and he found some money that, you know, could be reallocated. I think a lot of that may have gone back into the general fund. But I think it's important to consider and make sure that our officers have vehicles to get to places they need to get safely.
So I assume that would be a yes on that measure.
So I think that
at this point,
right, it's hard because there are a lot of questions, and that's something, Bill, that I do a lot, is I look at the issue, because I'm teaching full-time right now mm-hmm. as a teacher, it's hard to really delve into these things, which is, again, one of the reasons I'm running for city council. I really like to look into things that we mostly can't do. For example, my son was in Kidco over the summer, and they pulled the meal program. A lot of the families are maybe single moms, low-income families, and none of us really had a chance to look into it. Being a teacher, I had summer where I wasn't teaching. I was doing lesson planning, but I had time to kind of investigate and find out what was going on. I found out that the meal programs were provided by ADE and how all of that ended up getting funded. I was able to think outside of the box and bring up a solution, and it was exciting to have those meal programs reinstated.
There's also talk about a half-cent sales tax being on then in the November ballot for kindergarten.
Yes. In fact, while I was doing one of my Chat with Chews, mm-hmm. and I met a...
Chat with Chew.
Yes.
Okay.
Chat with Chew is something that I'm doing kind of every other Sunday from 1 to 2.
And what's the venue? Where do you meet?
And the venue, it varies. So I was at Woods Memorial Library this mm-hmm. past Sunday, and then this... Not this Sunday, but in the Sunday. No, actually, the Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'll be over at Himmel Park Library.
Okay.
And it's a time where people can come and just talk with me about what their issues are. I really want Tucson to be a place for each of us, for all of us, a place that we can call our Tucson. So I'm really soliciting opinions and stories of our community members. So going back to the... half-cent sales tax, I met with a woman who is a director of a preschool, and she explained to me that that money would actually be in conjunction with another program's money. Mm-hmm. So putting it all together into a huge pool, it would allow children to go to any preschool of their choice. Of course, I have questions still about how does that all look. So again, just to have the time to do more investigating.
So it sounds like both of those proposed measures, with you right now, you're still in a fact-gathering mode.
That is correct. Yes.
How about roads? Of course, that always comes up.
Sure. So with roads, one of my issues with the roads is that we keep on having our roads flood over and over again. Mm-hmm. I work with a watershed management group. I like to volunteer over there. And actually, Bill, before I came here to Tucson, I was working on building a sustainable home up in New Mexico. And we did that all with solar panels, with rain catchment and things. So I know a little bit about water harvesting. And in talking with Catlow Shippick over at Watershed Management Group, we've talked about green streets and how we can use curb cutting, curb drilling, so that we can really just guide that water off of the main roads. I know it would be a hard sell for our community right now. It looks like it would have some changes. We would really need to focus some of that money on certain areas to change that infrastructure, and people in outlying areas might have some not so happy roads for a little while, have to deal with those potholes a little bit more, practice their swervy driving. But in the end, again, I feel like if we can really focus on creating roads that are more sustainable rather than just quick fixes, we're going to have a nice long-term solution.
In conclusion, you've worked on the Zuni Reservation. You taught there. You've been a teacher for how many years?
So I have been...
over in Northern California. You taught
correct.
Over there.
That's yeah. Right. For 20 years.
20 years.
Started in California. Mm-hmm. I ended up being an interventions director, which meant... interventions coordinator, actually, mm-hmm. which meant I worked with my whole school district mm-hmm. Providing programs for kids who were at risk of succeeding and kids who were doing really well. Here we call it REACH. There mm-hmm. we called it GATE. But so I have experience working with a larger population. And
you love working with kids. You've got three kids, is that right?
I do. Okay. I have three boys. Uh-huh. Two of them are out of the house, and my youngest, Noah, is with me and really active in the community.
Mm-hmm. And how is everything you're teaching at Mansfield? What are you teaching at Mansfield?
So I'm teaching a class called Exploratory STEM Plus, which is a new class, and it basically, I'm teaching kids how to problem solve. And it's just amazing to hear their perspectives of what are the problems and coming up with their solutions.
All right. Where can people find out more about your campaign? Do you have a website?
I do. I have a website. It's Chew for Tucson.
C-H-E-W.
And then F-O-R, Tucson, .wordpress.com.
And your meeting is Sunday, is that right, at Himmel Park?
From 1 to 2, Chat with Chew.
Chat with Chew. Felicia, thank you very much. We'll be talking to you as the campaign progresses, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Bill.
All right. Felicia Chew, candidate in Ward 3, Democrat. All right. Green Things, one of our fine sponsors, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com. And speaking of the weekend, they do these free workshops on gardening every Saturday and Sunday, different gardening topics. Beautiful facility over at Green Things on 13 acres. If it's anything to do with gardening, I cannot recommend these people highly. I recommend them so much. They are the place for all of your gardening needs. We'll be right back.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Wednesday at noon on The Buckmaster Show, a newsmaker interview with Arizona House Speaker J.D. Massard. Also, the new head of the Tucson Museum of Art talks about his vision for TMA. All happening on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening. We've got our podcast, 6 years worth of programs in the archive, all at buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, and I'm kind of chuckling because normally Shelley, for some odd reason about this time when we do our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, sometimes, not sometimes, but there's a lot of thumbs down. But today is very much on the market day, a thumbs up.
The market's been, well, hi, Bill.
Hi,
Happy
Shelley.
Tuesday.
Good news for a change.
Yeah, the markets were up about 130 points on the Dow today. So I think that what we're beginning to see is some settling down on the part of people who are the larger investors into thinking that this new administration is going to be trying to do some of the things it said it was going to do. Tax structure reform is interesting, especially as it relates to the business tax and what happens there. But the fears over what happens to the deficit as a result of some of these reforms are beginning to be kind of fleshed out a little bit. And I think that over the next couple of months, we're going to get a better insight into what the Congress is willing to go along with. There was a report today that in the discussions that Mr. Trump had with the congressional leaders, he was talking a little bit about infrastructure reform, and apparently Mitch McConnell wasn't interested at all. So, you know, you still don't know what will go through, what won't. Clearly, some tax cuts will go through. And today there were hearings, of course, for the Representative Price for the, I guess it's Health and Human Services, and he was grilled pretty with some sense of rigidity on Obamacare and repealing that.
I think we're seeing where it's going. We'll know, as you say, within probably the first 100 days, the direction for some of these big kind of marquee issues.
I think that's
tax
right.
reform, yeah. infrastructure, and then of course the trade issue.
Well,
is that going to be weighing the financial markets?
If anything is pulling down the markets and giving business people caution, it's that. And
yes.
Yesterday, I guess the president decided to formally pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That has been a Republican-supported project, even though it was negotiated by the Obama administration. Bernie Sanders is right behind the president on this one. I think they're both wrong. I think it's something we need to do, even if there are some things in there that might need to be renegotiated. But you know, the Trump way of doing things is always a negotiation. So you take somebody's arm, you twist it behind their back, and then when you let up the pressure a little bit, you expect them to be grateful. And that's kind of what he's doing here as well. I think we will have some sort of trade deal with our Pacific Rim trading partners.
And the same with NAFTA. Probably there'll be a renegotiation.
Exactly.
Dan has called us. He would like to talk about inflation with Shelley. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Yes, sir. I've noticed that in, over the past few months here that inflation is starting to pick up, and I'm thinking of investing in minerals and oil out of the ground, products, commodities. Well, what does LPL have to say about that thinking?
Well, LPL basically has taken the position that commodities at this point are under pressure because of slowing down in the developing countries. As far as oil is concerned, gosh, you know, there was a report today in Market Watch that predicted oil back down at around 30. As you know, I'm thinking that the barrel is going to be up in the mid 40s or maybe around 50. I think you need to discuss carefully with your financial advisor before you get into anything as unpredictable as commodities, and especially stuff that comes out of the ground.
Commodities are not for the faint
of
heart.
There's two ways to be in commodities. You know, there's a long-term play, which you can, you know, do through ETFs and funds, and then there's the short-term futures, and you better know what you're doing.
Had a question about annuities. There's always confusion, Shelley Fishman, about specifically, can you kind of tell us the difference between index annuities and variable annuities?
Oh, cool question. Thank you, Bill. A variable annuity is an annuity in which the money that you pay in gets invested in what's called a separate account, which is composed of essentially mutual funds that you choose, you know, from a list of 30 or 40 mutual funds that particular annuity might contain, and you choose which funds to invest in. Since there is investment going on, a variable annuity must be sold by someone who is licensed to sell mutual funds. So you get a person who can not only work with insurance companies, and remember, annuities are always sold by insurance companies, but also needs to be licensed by FINRA. Typically, it'd be a Series 6 license, which doesn't allow that person to sell stocks and bonds, but can sell mutual funds. An index annuity is a little bit different. An index annuity tracks the performance of an index, like the S&P index, or normally you can choose a couple of indexes. And in a weird kind of way of creating alternate reality, the index, even though it tracks an index, which is a stock or bond index, it does not require the people who sell it to be licensed to actually sell those things. So an index annuity, number one, can be sold by somebody who is simply an employee of an insurance company. Does not require, as a result, a prospectus. And so you very often don't know what you're getting. Now, that's not to say that index annuities aren't, you know, can't be a good thing or an appropriate thing for your portfolio. But keep in mind that they are less rigidly regulated than variable annuities. Now, if you listen to cable news, you know, you get these advertisements all the time by firms who are cautioning you against buying any kinds of annuities. And those are not insignificant cautions. You need to understand what you're getting and not getting with an annuity. With any annuity, one of the things you're sacrificing to a very large extent is the liquidity of the funds you're putting in. The other thing you need to know is the rules. One of the things that's interesting about an annuity is all of the gains that you might make in that index or in that portfolio of mutual funds are tax deferred. They're tax deferred the same way they would be in an IRA. And guess what the rule is? If you touch that money before 59 and a half, you not only have to pay taxes, but you have a penalty, and it's a pretty rigid penalty. Yeah. The other thing you need to know about annuities is the time frames during which that money is penalized if you take it out early, even if you have passed the 59 and a half year old age margin.
I think that's one.
For instance.
Okay, quickly running out of time, but yeah. I was going to say that that's one more good reason to talk to someone like Shelley Fishman.
Yeah, yeah. You need,
because
you know,
it sounds rather complicated. And
I think also, annuities can be a very appropriate mm-hmm. piece of your overall portfolio, mm-hmm. but not if you walk into it with your hands over your eyes.
Yeah. So, again, Shelley Fishman would be more than happy to talk to you about any of the subjects that we have delve into here on our Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. The best way for our listeners, I think, just go to buckmastershow.com, has the full listing of all of our fine sponsors and links over, including to you, Shelley.
That's right, and it's a great way to get in touch with me.
It really is. Shelley, hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors, urging you, and I urge you as well. We send so many listeners over to that beautiful portion of the southwestern United States, just a three-hour drive to historic Silver City. Find out more by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. There's a full listing of a couple dozen things to do and great places to stay. Well, we're going to talk now with Mike Hammond. Mike is the Southern Arizona representative on the Arizona Department of Transportation Board. He's also the CEO and chairman of Tucson-based commercial real estate firm, speaking of one of our fine sponsors, Cushman Wakefield Picor. Mike, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill. Great to be on your show.
The Federal Railroad Administration recently selected what it calls a preferred route for a possible Tucson to Phoenix passenger railway. Is this? Are we talking high speed here, Mike? High speed kind of rail link, or what? What is this?
Well, the intent ultimately will be high speed rail. How fast and in what shape it will take remains to be seen. The environmental impact study that was done was a Tier 1 study, which identifies a broad path of maybe a quarter of a mile wide, and they identify the cultural construction, broad construction issues, environmental issues that might be in that corridor, and then they choose a preferred corridor. But it's a Tier 1 study, and that's important to know. It has implications.
First step, basically, right?
Yeah, no funding, just the identification of the route. That's always the first step to get to the next step, which is really where the route is quantified in terms of dollars and location. And you don't do that until you have funding, because that Tier 2 study has only a five-year shelf life.
Well, let's talk about what we do have funding for when it comes to our roads. How is our infrastructure looking now? What's the thinking on the board right now? Are we going to get some projects done in 2017?
Well, absolutely. I mean, on the positive side, revenues have been rising, and although in some cases are still not at 2007 levels, they are rising nicely, and because of conservative budgeting, there are additional revenues available for infrastructure. But more and more of the revenue is going towards the maintenance part of the pie rather than the expansion. Very little is going into expansion. Most is maintenance and safety take up the majority of the budget. But there are some big items coming down the road.
We hit on a few of them for us.
Well, in southern Arizona, one is under construction right now, which is the Ajo Way Interchange. That's a $40 million investment at I-19. And the other that is, they're still doing some of the off-freeway stuff, is the Ina Road extension or improvement. That's $120 million. Now, remember, ADOT is the entity that handles the construction, bidding, and all that process. But the funding for that is actually half-cent sales tax, RTA funding.
I thought that was RTA stuff.
Well, the city of Marana has put $25 million into the project, so that's not insignificant. But that's going to be a huge project. It's going to close Ina Road for 2 years, beginning in a little over 2.5 weeks.
And you're a member of the Regional Transportation Authority Board, the RTA Board. RTA has been a success story, has it not, Mike Hammond?
It absolutely has been. And there's, you know, if you... They do want to go back to the voters to extend that half-cent sales tax, but there's a lot of entities right now looking for a quarter, a half-cent, three-quarter-cent, which if all passed, you know, would not be sustainable for the community. But the RTA itself has done exactly what they said they're going to do. Fortunately, the mayors that are on the board have protected each other's projects from, you know, neighborhood or just things that try to get in the way of the project?
Well,
because
it shows
it's regional.
It shows we can work together on a regional basis, doesn't it?
It does when you have a high degree of accountability and you deliver on the promise.
Let's go to our live line right now, and there is a question from one of our listeners for Mike Hammond, a member of the Arizona Board of Arizona Department of Transportation Board. He's also a member of the RTA Board. I think our friend Jim is on the phone. Jim Kelly. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Mike. It's good to talk to you again. Regarding this preferred route, is there a consensus? When I say consensus, I mean a focused consensus for a transportation terminus at the airport, at TIA, that there will be a effort to create our own Grand Central Station near the airport?
You know, that is a very good question. Initially, the study did not extend from downtown to the airport, and the ultimate study did. It is part of the corridor, absolutely.
Michael, I know you've been a huge supporter of the North American Free Trade Agreement, and NAFTA apparently is, Mr. President Trump has said he wants to renegotiate it. What's your take on all of this? What would that renegotiation perhaps entail?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. I speak Spanish, and I read the Mexican equivalent of the New York Times. Probably a bad choice newspapers to quote, but there's a lot of hesitation right now and concern. But I think even Mexico, from what I read, is open to a renegotiation of certain elements of it to the benefit of both parties. NAFTA went through Congress and was passed by Congress, so it's not something that can be unraveled by executive order. But there's a lot of trepidation. It's causing a lot of unrest in Mexico. You've seen the peso plummet against the dollar, which is causing social unrest. Most of that caused by the rising gasoline prices due to the higher cost of buying gasoline from the United States. Mexico, many folks aren't aware, have little refining capacity. They send their crude oil to the United States. It gets refined here and then sold back to them basically as gasoline.
There's been huge demonstrations about gasoline prices in Mexico.
Yeah, and a lot of that's caused by this political uncertainty right now that I'm hopeful we'll work through quickly to get some clarity.
How about commercial real estate? You've been putting on several hats here with me. Your transportation hat, your border hat, and now your PICOR hat. It seems like we're doing pretty well in town right now.
You know, Bill, that's an understatement. I haven't seen activity like this in my career.
It is. Wow.
We have a heartbeat that I have not seen in many years, especially when you talk about alignment between city, county, business community, and the general public. Everybody seems to be on the same page. It's a very delicate thing. We have a history of imploding that if we get too good. One example I use is Monsanto, which I know is very controversial, but I do think if they had come to Tucson 7 years ago, we wouldn't be, you know, reacting the way we're reacting today. We have good things going on in a lot of different areas, so we kind of have the luxury to maybe go after a company like Monsanto. But my business, commercial real estate, our revenues last year exceeded any time in our history, totally recovered from the recession, and this year looks even better. So if United States isn't doing well, you could fool me.
That is very positive to hear. And we had Mr. Huckleberry on the show Friday saying that he said, if you like the 2,000 jobs with Raytheon and some of the others with Caterpillar, he said within, I think his time frame was like about 6 months down the road, there may be a couple more thousand in the pipeline.
No question.
We are moving forward.
Chuck has led like I've not seen a government official lead when it comes to economic development, and he's taking a lot of he's gotten his head above the crowd, so he's taking a lot of shots, both pro and con. But he has really been a shining star among many stars out there right now that are aligned for the economic benefit of Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Well, it's very encouraging. Things are moving forward, and if we can, our air service, we got the New York air service, and of course there is some question now. We need to support that.
Yes.
And we need to fill those planes up so American doesn't have hesitations about keeping the route.
Absolutely. And the whole structure of that, of obtaining that flight requires Tucsonians to guarantee a certain revenue stream.
Right.
And
right.
If they fall short as an airline, then Tucsonians will make up some of the shortfall. They're hoping not to have to do that, but the fact that they made that commitment just says a lot about our community and willingness to do something for the greater and broader population.
All right. Mike Hammond, a very encouraging report from Mike. Mike's the CEO and chair of the Tucson-based commercial real estate firm Cushman Wakefield Picor. He's also a member of the RTA board. He's the Southern Arizona representative for the Arizona Department of Transportation Board. Thank you, Mike, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See us soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, the historic Fox Tucson Theater, where the spring season is well underway. The highlights include really some top live performances and world-renowned talent. This weekend, Cirque d'Or performing Saturday evening, January 28th, Sunday afternoon, also the 29th. Then the month of February is blossoming with shows, including Valentine's Day, February 14th, starring jazz greats Branford Marsalis Quartet with special guest Kurt Elling. And looking ahead in February, some other great shows, an evening with Arsenio Hall, Big Top Broadway, Child's Play presents The Cat in the Hat, Michael Feinstein, Great American Songbook, The Texas Tenors, and a couple of just announced shows. Elvis Lives, that's going to be February 28th. So there's some really great shows coming up, including George Thorogood and The Destroyers hitting the Fox stage. Let's go now to our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report contributor this week, Mr. Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. This is an impressive lineup that the Fox has. My goodness.
And you didn't even mention Michael Bolton.
Michael, 14th. That'll be in the month of March, right?
Yeah, well, get your tickets now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. He sold 53 million albums, I feel like.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe that might sell out.
Michael Bolton in March, yeah. Roseanne Cash, on and on it goes. So.
And the kids who watch the YouTube enjoy Miranda Sings, she's a huge YouTube star. She's coming on April 1st. So
wow.
People want to keep an eye out for that. If you have preteens, Miranda Sings, she is a huge star. Massive.
Well, we are into the certainly prime time for not only for the winter tourism season, but there's a lot of prime time art stuff going on too.
Well, let's go with the shameless plug right off the bat.
Please
you know?
Do. Please do.
Everyone loves U of A, the U of A Press. Incredible. They're doing incredible work over there. We put out great books. They have two books right now out that are themed around visions of the borderlands.
Uh-huh.
And you can see there's an exhibition of the work Celluloid Pueblo by Jennifer L. Jenkins, Postcards of the Sonora Border by Daniel D. Arola. There's an exhibit at the U of A Library about myths and realities of these visions of the borderlands. It starts on the 23rd. Well, it started on Monday. Runs through June 30th. If you really want to get deep into this, exploring the popular historical imagery of Southern Arizona, you should come see the Visions of the Borderlands lecture with both authors on January 26th at 6 p.m. at the Special Collections part of the U of A Library. I am the person moderating this.
Oh, which very nice.
I have never read a book before.
Yeah.
But I know. I will be discussing it, so talking to the authors, asking hopefully insightful questions. If you want more information about that, go to library.arizona.edu, and you can learn all about it.
Well, it is a shameless plug because there, of course, is a University of Arizona Press connection to the Buckmaster Show. My fine assistant, Rosemary Brandt, does such a great job with publicity over there.
She is the one who booked this event, so there you go.
All right.
I can't say no to Rosemary, you know.
Okay. What else you got going?
Glass Gallery is a gift to our community. I think we could all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
They have an opening reception February 4th, so mark your calendar a little bit ahead. From 4 to 6 p.m., they're doing a show called North Carolina Perspectives, which is a five-artist survey representing North Carolina glassmakers with distinctly different approaches to the medium. Casting, batuto, filigrana, flameworking, beautiful. beautiful glass work. The one I saw in the press release was like looked like a leaf with like a lotus flower coming out. It's all made out of glass. It was beautiful. You can find more about that on Facebook. You go to Philibum Glass Gallery. If you're not following them already, you should be, because they got lovely, beautiful things.
Yeah,
right in the heart of downtown. So
I just saw that news release: North Carolina Perspective Show at Philibum Glass Gallery.
If you haven't been to Philibum lately, you got to check it out. Beautiful things. Perfect, perfect place for gifts too. Thinking ahead to Valentine's Day, what person in your life wouldn't enjoy beautiful glasswork? Everyone I know would. Damian Klinko is a helpful. He's a great part of our community, helping restore, preserve historic buildings in town. Smart guy, thinking about how we keep the culture of Tucson together while progressing. He's giving a lecture on Thursday at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at MoCA Tucson. He'll be sitting down with architect William Wilde. William Wilde worked on the fire station number 1, which is now MoCA headquarters, the police station, other notable buildings around town. So you get to hear a little bit about Tucson architectural history. It's absolutely, I think it's free. So double check with MoCA. I think you might have to pay him mild, a little bit of a thing, but it's not that big of a deal. Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Art Now with Damian Klinko. Go to MoCA Tucson. Facebook's good for that. They have stuff on their website, too.
And speaking of museums downtown, we will be talking tomorrow, Dan Gibson, on the show at 12:30 with the new director. He's been on the job, I think, about 6 months, over at Tucson Museum of Art.
Oh, yes. Doing great work over there.
Yes, he is.
Art. Yeah, it's spectacular space. I don't know if you've seen, they've got brand new ads all over town. So
yes.
They're bringing people in, get people to see what the amazing things that are happening there. I wish I had a better segue here to have something about the Tucson Museum of Art right away.
Well, we'll find out about what they're doing tomorrow.
We'll cover it.
Continue on. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Tucson Sculpture Festival is their opening reception. Is this Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on at the Sculpture Resource Center, 640 North Stone. Tucson has quite a sculpture community. We don't always end up talking about it on the segment, but I want to make sure they get a little love. Opening reception from 7 to 10. You can see work there through February 9th, open daily from 12 to 6. It's absolutely free, they've got, puppet show and metal work and stone work and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a great exhibit. That's Friday, the 27th, and you can find more information about that. They have a very complicated website, but just go to look up Tucson Sculpture Festival on Facebook. You'll find it.
Okay, I have time for another one.
This is personally maybe my favorite thing. I'm blocking out Sunday for this. Casa Video, I don't know if you knew, they put in a new, a film bar.
I do know about it. I'm a big Casa Video fan.
Well, excellent. So in their film bar this Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., they're going to be having lectures and discussions about what is French New Wave. Perhaps the most important thing to happen in film history, that's just my opinion, but they're going to be talking about the understanding what it meant, the cinematic approach, the main players, it's this whole thing. Also, $4 mimosas. So, that's a pretty solid, that's a pretty solid connection of things, but you can get a coffee, a tea, beer, cider, wine, whatever you like, but explore French New Wave, and they'll be, you can see some great videos, get some ideas of what to rent next at Casa Video, which is, as the video store disappears, Casa Video is definitely something we should all treasure.
Yeah, let me make a quick comment about that, because I do patronize them, and I like the folks over at Casa. It's not just about renting movies. It's kind of a gathering place where we kind of talk about films, and did you like this one, or what about that? It's more of a social thing.
You are not going to get that from renting something. I mean, from getting something on Netflix. That does not happen.
I'm glad you gave them a big shout out. I love those people.
Happy to help. So, check that out on Sunday. Actually, on Friday, they're having a celebration of the life of David Bowie. They're going to be showing Labyrinth and Ziggy Stardust. So, maybe just camp out. Spend the whole weekend there. Possibly. They won't mind. Fine.
Dan, I've got to run, but how's the winter season looking? We're coming up. February is probably the big month here in town.
It's starting to get packed out. Good high rates, which is good, and looks like pretty much everywhere is going to be full. So biggest gem show yet. More shows, more people. So all good things. Lots of stuff coming up.
Thank you so much, Dan Gibson.
My pleasure.
Dan Gibson, A Visit Tucson. So much going on at Fox Theater. So much, in fact, that we've booked Craig Sumberg of the Fox Theater for 1 week from today to kind of keep going, really dive a little deeper into this, because I have in front of me here so much going on. Circus d'Or performing this weekend, Saturday evening, and then Sunday afternoon. But also looking ahead, and Dan Gibson mentioned some of the great shows in March. So you might want to get tickets now for Michael Bolton, Roseanne Cash with John Leventhal, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber starring Terry Barber, Madeline Perot, Ricky Lee Jones, and Troker and the Gray Automobile. So, I mean, there's so much going on at Fox. Good seats still available for the tribute to Simon and Garfunkel through the years and Taj Express. Go to their website, foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson. That's from 6 to 9, then Talking Culture from 9 to 10, and then me, Bill Buckmaster. I will be back with you with Ray Allen for our midweek show. We've got the head of the Arizona House of Representatives, Speaker J.D. Massard, is going to be here. So full show as usual tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.